Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Daphne Nani. So, I'm sorry, y'all. I haven't been on here in a while posting any new episodes. I've been really busy and also just not putting time to the side to continue to do the podcast episodes. Just had a lot going on. Been stressed a lot. A lot of stuff I've been having to balance and, you know, get together and figure out in my life. But so that comes into what I want to talk about on this episode, which is balancing life, work, and play. I thought this would be a really important topic, being as though that's why I've taken such a big break with doing these episodes, is because of balancing life and how hard it can be. Especially, like, for me, I'm a mother of two. I have two daughters. Then I'm a wife. And I also take care of my older father. Well, my father, who's older, of course. And, you know, he's not in good health right now. So I have to take care of him. And then we also just got, like, a little shih tzu a month ago. So, you know, it's just a lot of responsibility. And my husband, he works most of the time. So I work maybe 3-4 days out of a week. And then I'm also in school right now. I'm actually on my little holiday winter break. But in a few more weeks, I'll be having to go back to school. But, you know, balancing all of this on top of taking care of myself, you know, my health and my spirits, everything, you know, my mental, including, you know, having to take care of the whole household, you know, just basic necessity things, going to the store, having to clean the house, make sure it's not a total mess, you know, having to feed everybody else, making sure that my kids, my dad, my husband, myself all have something to eat every day. You know, it can be stressful when you have a lot of stuff to do, a lot of responsibilities, and then also just trying to make sure that you keep your health a priority. And I feel like that's very important to do. A lot of us, even if you don't have kids, or even if you don't have, are not in school, maybe you're single and you just work a lot, you still have to find the time to put aside to yourself and make sure that you're okay. You know, like, yeah, you're working, you're making other people happy, you know, being of service or doing whatever it is you're doing, and you're making your money, you're paying bills, you may be going out every now and then, but then you also have to just take some healing time. You know, you have to charge yourself, make sure you're sleeping good. You know, make sure that you're exercising or meditating, praying, or, you know, going, taking walks, whatever it is that you do to, you know, energize yourself and keep yourself at peace. Then you have to take that time to do that, because I have experienced, if you don't take out the time to take care of yourself, you're going to get really stressed. You know, and it's going to feel like the whole world is just all on you. You're going to be like, oh my God, I have to deal with this, I have to deal with that. You know, it's just too much. Then eventually, when all that stuff starts building up on you, you stop taking care of yourself. You're probably looking a mess, not caring what you're wearing, smelling. And I know that's how I've been. Like, I work out. So sometimes I'll work out, I'll be like, well, you know, today I just want to take a shower, I'm not going anywhere. You know, I won't care, because I'm like, well, I'm not going anywhere, I'm just at home. But, you know, putting that time for me to just take a shower that day, just because I'm at home, I want to smell and feel good. You know, also just taking time to, you know, just give that extra TLC to myself. You know, like, I'm taking care of my kids and my husband and everything, and I'm trying to make sure that everybody else is good, but everyone needs to set themselves as a priority in their life. Yeah, we be like, we might buy some stuff, we're working, so we're paying our bills, whatever it is, you still need to make sure that you're keeping that inner peace, you know, not tackling on too many events or too many things that you can handle. I'm one of the type of people that likes to be like, yeah, I can do that. Okay, well, there's an event going on. Yeah, I can do that too. Oh, well, someone wants to come over to visit. Okay, well, sure, bring them. Oh, well, such and such needs me to do this. But okay, I got that too. On top of doing everything else I was already doing. I have a really big problem of like just taking in everything and like, yeah, I can do everything. I take care of the world and then forgetting about myself. And then now I'm like feeling crappy because I'm like stressed out, you know, trying to do too much at one time. So, you know, even if like some weeks you're just feeling a little exhausted, maybe you're doing too much work. You know, you've been having to run around, do a lot of errands and stuff. I feel like it's really important for you to take at least one day out the week and just be a little lazy. And I shouldn't even call it just being lazy, but just energizing yourself, you know, charging yourself back up. You know, just lay down, you know. Go get you a massage or just lay down, massage yourself, rub some oils on you, you know, get your partner, whoever it is, maybe to do it for you, whatever you want, you know, take a hot bath or, you know, just lay down, watch some TV, Netflix and chill or something one day, you know, whatever it is, you got to take that time out to heal yourself and, you know, recharge yourself from putting all that work in, all that energy. You're putting all your energy into all these different things, all these other different people. And then a lot of times we forget to take care of ourselves and put that extra time in to make sure that we're doing okay. We have enough energy to keep it going, you know. And I feel like this is something that everybody needs to know, everybody needs to work on, because I know I'm not the only one who be going through this. I know it's plenty of people who, I know it's other mothers, I know it's other, you know, men too, you know, who work all the time, and you know, they probably don't look at it like, oh yeah, I'm stressed out, I'm not taking enough time to myself. They might just be like, yeah, I work all the time, but you got to put that time in too. You know, all of us do, because we have to think about us as humans and, you know, making sure that we're healthy, you know, making sure we're getting all the nutrients and all the supplements, whatever it is, everything that we need in our bodies, in our minds, and in our spirits to make sure that we're good. You know, we can't be trying to take care of the whole world or take care of our whole family and we're down to 10% on battery. You know, like, it's not gonna work. You're gonna be like feeling like you're finna pass out, or a lot of times you may get sick because you're not charging yourself back up and, you know, healing yourself, getting yourself enough rest. A lot of times I know I may stay up late and try to hang out with my husband, and you know, after I get off late from work or he gets off late from work, and then in the morning now I have to get up super early to get my daughter up and get her on the school bus. Then I also want to fit time into doing things that I want to do. You know, I like to meditate. I like to, you know, get a good 30 minute, maybe to an hour exercise every day. So I have to make sure I make time to put that in. Then also on top of doing all the other things I have to do, going to the store, cooking, cleaning, all that different kind of stuff. So, you know, it's really important. And I feel like everyone should know this, you know, everybody needs to, you know, just every day work on it. Work on making sure that you're balancing that play time and the work time. You know, keeping that battery charged. So, let me see what else I was trying to go over. So, yeah, just doing that. Even if you just taking time. Maybe you haven't gone out, you know, gone out anywhere new lately. Go out somewhere new, you know, enjoy yourself. You know, if you've been working all week, and yeah, maybe you're trying to save, maybe you're like, oh, well, I'm tired. If you're feeling that tired and you're feeling stressed out and stuff, and you haven't done it in a while, maybe it would be healthy, you know, for you to take that little, what, maybe $40, $30, $40, $20, how much ever it is to, yeah, let's go on a date with somebody, or go on a date with your partner, or go out with some girlfriends or guy friends, or, you know, hey, let me take a long walk in this nature preserve, or, you know, whatever it is. Maybe you need a vacation or something. You know, it, those things are healthy, you know. As long as you're making sure that you're balancing it and you're not just trying to just do it all the time. You know, that's the whole, you know, key. The whole importance is balancing the work and the play. Let me see. Okay. One thing I feel like all of us should do as humans, living in this crazy society and busy, you know, society, we're always go, go, go. You know, we have to take that time to relax, breathe, chill, you know, enjoy the moments. And I feel like in order for us to help ourselves do these things, I feel like it's important we give ourselves at least 30 minutes an hour. I feel like isn't too much. It's not asking too much. 30 minutes to an hour in the morning and at night to give to yourself, to do whatever it is that you feel you are at your most, like, highest level, or you get your most energy from, or you get the most healing out of, or whatever it is. Like, for me, I like to meditate early in the morning when I first wake up, or if I'm not meditating, then I'm working out. And then if I'm not doing that, then what am I doing? I'm probably like chilling in the bed, you know, just whatever it is that keeps you going, keeps you happy, make, you know, gives you that happiness. Keep that 30 minutes to an hour in the morning and at night before you go to bed. That way you're making time for it. You know, all the other stuff you can do throughout the day, but then that very first time in the morning and before you go to bed, you're recharging yourself and you're giving yourself that peace and that happiness that you need every day to keep going in this busy world. So, let me see. I also wanted to go over disciplining ourselves to live the better life that we want. We have to visualize and set goals. So, like, if you're trying to balance your life and your work and play, and you feel like it's not really working, then you got to write down some stuff. You know, set some goals, make you a schedule, write it out, because you got to keep going. You got to make that move. You got to keep it flowing. So, if you're having problems, then you got to figure out something else that will help you do better, you know. So that's why I feel like you got to visualize whatever it is you want. You're wanting to work out more, you're wanting to meditate more, you're wanting to go out and take a run or a walk every morning or every day, whatever it is. You're wanting to read more books, or you're wanting to study more for school or something. Or you're wanting to stop eating out so much and maybe eat at home more. You take that time out and set those goals. If you have to, write it down. When you write it down, it happens a lot more, a lot better than if you don't write things down. So do that, and also know your intentions. If you're wanting something, you have to stick with it. So if you're saying, yeah, I want to go for a run every morning when I first get up, then do that and stick with it. Because when you set your mind to something and you say, this is what I want to do, and then you stop then a lot of times it gets hard to keep that train going, to get back on that path of what it was you were initially wanting. And yeah, sometimes you can get back on the path, but it's better just to keep your intentions clear and, you know, basically staying focused of your goals and what it is you're wanting. So, I want to end the episode with that. So, I thank y'all, for whoever is listening to my podcast. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I hope you're getting something from these podcasts. Let me know, you know, comment on it, send me messages, whatever you would like, you know, to let me know, you know, that you're hearing me, you're, you know, inspired by it, or it's helping you in some way. You know, let me know. Communicate with me. So I'ma be out. I'ma end that by staying focused and stick with your intentions and setting goals and visualizing and making sure you keep a balanced life with work and play, making sure you taking care of yourself. All right, y'all. Peace and love. This is Nani Soul.